This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's budget picture slightly improved according to the state's latest revenue forecast, but lawmakers will still face close to a $700 million deficit from increased Medicaid costs and the loss of federal COVID relief money. The next legislative session begins January 8th. The most recent consent decree report on the Aurora Police Department raised some questions about the shooting of Kylan Lewis by a SWAT team. The new police chief, Todd Chamberlain, faced questions at a public meeting on Wednesday. He defended officers' actions.
The one thing that I will tell you is that there is always opportunity to improve. And this is one example that I am really pressing into that. We are doing an analysis of our SWAT team. We are looking at the personnel that were in the SWAT team. We are looking at the events that they're involved in.
Kylan Lewis was killed in May. He was unarmed at the time and holding a cell phone. Colorado College is encouraging its international students to return to campus ahead of Inauguration Day in January. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
International students make up about 4.5% of the undergraduate student body at the small liberal arts school in Colorado Springs. That's about 100 people. They include students from China, England, and Canada. A college spokesperson says they're watching for changes to immigration policies. The concern is that once President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in, there could be changes that affect student visas. The start of their next semester coincides with Inauguration Day. Meanwhile, Colorado State University's CU Denver and CU Boulder routinely encourage international students to arrive well ahead of the start of their spring semesters. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado College owns KRCC's license but has no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.